Joining us on the KSRO Liveline is the Director of Television and Pop Culture at Syracuse University, our good friend, Dr. Robert Thompson. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, but then again, I'm not in Bethel, New York this morning, so, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, though, we've talked a bunch about Woodstock. We may even get to it a bit later, but I did want to start off with CBS Viacom. They're announcing their big merger this week, and that's been years in the making.
It has, and it's, of course, a remarriage. I mean, this is like, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. They were together until 2006, and then when it looked like the broadcast industry was failing and cable was doing better, they split, and, of course, now they're back again, and CBS is looking a little fresher than it did when they split up.
What could be the impact to our consumer or even television habits if this merger is eventually approved?
Well, I think what this is all part of is that everybody is scrambling for a piece of. I think everybody realizes that so much television is going to be watched by streaming services. And people are going to have a limited number of streaming services that they can afford to pay subscriptions for, and everybody wants to be a part of that. The big Disney one, of course, is starting in, I guess, November. And, of course, the AT&T thing has been announced. We've got Netflix and Hulu and Amazon already. And CBS wants to be a part of that. They've already launched their own CBS All Access. Showtime has its streaming. And now with Viacom's holdings, MTV and Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, BET, Paramount Network, VH1, I'm forgetting a bunch of them, they're hoping to get into that range of things that we will be willing to pay a monthly fee for.
Is there talk of maybe another a merger coming on from another media source or anything else like this, or could this be maybe the last one for a while?
Well, I think one can never, I mean, there's always going to be, any media organization is going to be trolling around. I mean, this idea of consolidation is the order of the day. It's become like Newton's law of gravity for how these things work. However, Newton's law of gravity said what goes up must come down. That's not going to apply, because how much you pay for television is never going to go down. It's always going to go up.
Is this going to benefit consumers or hurt them more?
Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, I always think that the more voices you've got out there, the better. This kind of consolidation always makes makes one nervous. It's got some advantages with content when you more efficiency, more money can be spent on various kinds of programming. So, we'll have to see. But it's certainly how this is going to continue to progress. And the question is going to be, and the question already is, how many of these things will you pay for, and who gets to be the ones that come out on top? I remember hearing just a few months ago all these jokes about how I'm so glad that Game of Thrones is over, not because I don't like the show, but because then I can cancel my HBO subscription.
Oh, my. That's an interesting perspective there.
And we'll be, or in the case of my students, then I can quit ripping off HBO from other people's subscriptions.
Well, don't give my tactics away, please. I mean,
okay.
If you don't mind. The other interesting story I saw that happened earlier this week was involved CNN's Chris Cuomo and attacking a fan after a supposed racial slur against him.
Yeah, it's like everybody ended up looking bad at the end of this. I don't think anybody comes out noble in this thing. First of all, Chris Cuomo completely went off the rails, especially a person in a public journalist position like he is should have known better. And he made some pretty serious physical threats and went pretty crazy. So he deserves shame for that. And a lot of his CNN colleagues have said the word embarrassed in describing it, although off the record. And of course, comparing a reference to the Godfather to the N-word, as everybody on the right, left, and everybody in between, as I think, described that as pretty ridiculous. But he's not the only one that gets shame. I think CNN itself, for immediately jumping in and defending him, I don't think they should have fired him, but coming out and defending him was a problem. The President of the United States for using the red flag idea that Cuomo is nuts, so he shouldn't be able to bear arms, he should be red flagged, this close to those mass shootings, I think was incredibly tasteless. Sean Hannity himself jumping in to defend Cuomo, I think, had problems. So it goes on and on and on. That was a ridiculous story, but one in which everybody sort of jumped in and did stupid things in responding to.
Now, do you think he gets officially suspended, or does he just go away for like a little while?
Well, it was convenient that he was off the air. I think that was already scheduled, wasn't it? I could be wrong about that.
Vacation?
What's that?
Was that like on a vacation time?
I think he was off for the week. Anderson Cooper, I think tonight in his slot, 9 o'clock slot, is interviewing Stephen Colbert, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So, no, I don't think he'll get suspended for that. CNN has already gone on the record defending him. So I think he'll probably be back, and I think this story will probably go away. But it, to put it this way, it wasn't one of the greatest chapters in the career of Chris Cuomo or CNN, though it's part of a long tradition. Mario Cuomo, the governor from way back when, and the Pater Nostra, although I should definitely not call him that under these circumstances, he hated the Godfather movies even before he had ever seen them. He claimed not to have seen them, but he thought they were very much this whole stereotype of Italian Americans all being part of the mafia, and he had a point there. And it wasn't until, I think it was like 2000, it was very, very much later, that he finally grudgingly admitted that he still didn't like the movie, he still didn't like the stereotypes, but he had to admit that it might be a masterpiece. So this problem with The Godfather is certainly not new to the Cuomo family.
Well, yeah, and it's, hopefully it will remain not new, I guess, in the headlines for at least a little while longer. Robert, thank you very much for speaking with me today, and I hope you do have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you very much.
That's Dr. Robert Thompson from the Bleier Center for Television of Pop Culture at Syracuse University. He's actually the director of that center.